Hey guys, what's up? I discovered something really big. It's the best new way to buy business travel. Seriously, I'm not joking. It's called Upside.com. Listen up, this is for real. If you're not a business traveler and you know someone who is, you have to tell them about Upside. Here's why. Every time you buy a trip at Upside, you save a ton of money and they give you an Amazon gift card worth $100, $200, even $300. Every time, bruh. Think about every time. Bam, that's how many times. The way they do it is really clever. Upside bundles your flights and hotel together for one low price. Bundled pricing saves money, especially on business travel. So Upside can give you free Amazon gift cards every time. If you're a frequent business traveler, your company saves a ton of money, and you can get thousands a year just for buying your air and hotel together at Upside. And you still get your fancy flyer miles. You still get them. You'd be crazy not to check out Upside.com if you're shopping for business travel. Just takes a few minutes and you're going to save big money. I can't believe it's taken this long for someone to do this. And if you check out what I've arranged for you right now by using our code BIZTRIP, BIZTRIP, you're guaranteed to get at least a $200 Amazon gift card on your first trip. That's right, BizTrip, BIZTRIP, gets you at least a $200 Amazon gift card free. How can you not do it? It's a no-brainer. Save big on travel, get a big gift card every trip. I love Upside.com. I love you. God, I'm just in love. Upside.com, minimum purchase required. See site for complete details. Hey guys, it's Theo Vaughn
and Matthew Cole Weiss.
And dude, I gotta tell you, so I had this pitch meeting, right?
Uh-huh.
So now I was at the salon, you know, I was over by the salon there in town.
Okay.
In Los Angeles. And I was getting, you know, so I got a lot of early grays. I might have got hit by some... you know, passive lightning or something around the sides of my head, around my sideburns.
Okay, or maybe someone scared the white into you. Maybe I know there's a lot of trauma in your past, perhaps.
Yeah.
You hint at it a lot, so.
Well, I got attacked by a bunch of brothers, too, and that nothing will scare the white into your hair like a couple of...
Stop it.
A couple of wild gents out there okay. In the dark. But anyhow, I was getting at the salon, getting my hair tinted around my sideburns, mm-hmm. Right?
It's called dyed.
Dyed, yes. Call it what you will. But I had, you know, a decent amount of little dye in there, and... Mm-hmm. And then I get a text and it says, where are you? And I'm pitching a television show and I thought it was an hour later and I'm supposed to be there in 2 minutes. Thank God the pitch place is only 9 minutes away. The network, it's in Santa Monica.
So you still have this dye in your hair.
I'm sitting in the chair there with Big John, and that's my salon man. He's a homosexual as well.
Oh, Big John, I know him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we all know each other.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Good. And he and so I get up. I'm like, dude, I got to go right now. And he's like, well, you have to leave that in for 11 minutes. I'm
and
like,
pay me, by the way. Yeah, did you pay him?
No, he said you can pay me later, but. Wow. Just go. Yeah. So next thing you know, I get to this, I get to the building. I parking garage, get inside, run inside. I need to be in this meeting room. Everybody's waiting.
Uh-huh.
And I run into the restrooms to wash my hair out in the sink because it's all this dye,
mm-hmm.
And all the sinks have those electronic sensors in them. So the water comes on for a second. And you have, I mean, this stuff, you got to get it out. Like, you can't leave a little. It's starting to burn your skin.
Yeah.
So I'm literally hitting sink to sink, dude. Just like somebody playing whack-a-mole, you know, just boom, boom, boom. People are trying to wash their hands. The whole counter is covered in this nasty dye color.
Gross.
But I made it into the pitch meeting, and we got it done.
Did they say anything? Was it pointed out?
I think there was one of the guys we pitched to, I think might have been a homoerotic, and he was like, God, your hair looks nice today.
Because homos love dripping dyed hair? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for letting me know. That's been my problem.
No, I mean, look, not homos, but maybe some homoeroticness, you know?
Wow, well, that's quite a story.
So, thank you, man.
You know what? That's almost like a stunt.
Yeah.
And you know who we have in today?
A stuntman.
Well, not a stuntman, like a Hollywood stuntman.
Right.
This is like a Jackass, Roman Atwood, huge YouTube. Like, they just did a stunt that got 10 million likes on Facebook.
Yeah.
Millions of subscribers. He's part of a group called the Dudesons.
Yeah.
Right? And his name is Yuka. He's Finnish.
Yeah, he's Finnish, man. And basically, this is the Finnish Roman Atwood, or this is...
It's Finnish Jackass, I mean, to an extent, but they have a different message, which is really cool, too, which is this really positive thing. So I am told he's going to do some stunts for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's coming prepared.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, I don't have no idea what it is, what we're going to have to do.
Dude, let's put a rabbit in his butt. Can you do that?
That's not a stunt. That's a Richard Gere night out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
That's Richard Gere's Easter.
I've never seen, you see Jackass and stuff like that. I've never seen these stunts up close.
Mm.
And so I'm scared for his safety. I'm scared for our safety.
I'm scared for our safety.
And I want to know ultimately why the fuck he does this, right?
Yeah.
Why? I always look at these people and I go, why do you do it? Because he just had an alligator bite him.
Yeah, I saw that.
He put a scorpion in his mouth and duct taped it shut and it stung like the back of his uvula and stuff. And Ooh. He went to the hospital or something. I don't know. Why would you do this?
I don't know. I mean, I can understand if you had a gnarly ex-wife, I'd like to throw a scorpion in her mouth. That's for damn sure, dude.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the reasons. That's one of the situations.
Duct tape an angry crab to her shoulder. That's for damn sure, dude. A couple gals out there deserve that.
But yeah, I'm excited to talk to this guy. He's also very handsome.
Oh my.
He's got that Nordic, dude. Swedish, but he's Finnish, blonde hair. You can tell he's a little ripped. You know, he takes care of himself. He snowboards, he surfs.
Any dude we bring in here, you're like, hey, he's got
to go. That's not true. Go back and listen. And the ones that aren't attractive, I don't say it about.
Yeah, I can't even remember one. Even some of the women with short hair and larger Adam's apples, you're like, oh, I think Janet's looking good. Jesus,
well, all right, let's get this guy in here.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, I'm excited to delve into the head of these YouTube guys. And these, it's not a prankster. They call themselves Positive Anarchists.
Yeah, Positive Anarchists.
Yep, we'll be right back with Jukka Dudson.
Jukka Hilden of the Dudsons.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Today we have Jukka Hilden. Hilden?
Yeah.
Hilden.
Hilden.
There's a little thing on it, right?
Yeah, that's, I don't know where that came from.
Jukka Hilden of the Dudsons.
Of the Dudsons, guys. And, I mean, you know these guys, obviously. Do you think of yourself as Finnish pranksters? Because you're Finnish.
Well, we're not finished.
Right. We're not finished. Yeah.
See, he could do comedy, this guy.
Yeah, bah. In Finnish, I could.
Yeah.
What I want to do, I want to push my boundaries. And that way I want to inspire other people to surprise themselves.
Right.
So whatever it is, from stunts to whatever my goals in life are, to pranks.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up doing pranks to my best friends. But I hate the word prankster nowadays, where there's so many killer clowns running around just shocking the world for the sake of shock.
Right.
And there's no point of it. They ruined the whole genre.
Agreed.
These born pranksters that you can see in YouTube. There's no point.
Yeah, YouTube, FoozyTube. Foozy's a guy that came out recently with these weird social pranks where they're giving stuff out to the homeless people.
Huh.
You know, where the homeless guy, but it's fake. It's all fraudulent and they've made,
and there's a negative aspect to it.
Well, yeah, but it's just, there's nothing real there. You know?
Well, so the Dudsons, you guys have been doing this stuff forever. I mean, not forever, but for a really long time. You had a show on MTV back in the day. You did a movie.
We did our first VHS tape. We go way back. I'm 36 years old.
That's awesome.
I got kids and wife and everything. So 97, we released our first VHS tape that had stunts in it. And then we did 5 seasons to over 150 different countries. Had a show on MTV and Spike TV, which I guess wasn't that successful because we don't have the show anymore.
Well, fair enough.
It's hard to keep a show.
It's a tough business.
But it was a tough time. I mean, MTV was just doing 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom, and there you got 4 Finnish dudes living at a ranch doing stunts. How do we fit in? I'm trying to get Yarpi pregnant, but it's not working out.
That would have been the best prank ever. Theo's an MTV veteran.
Yeah. I came up on MTV. I was on a show on MTV when I was young. It was called Road Rules. It was a reality show of children playing games and stuff.
not that young. It wasn't children playing games.
I was 19.
You were 19? Yeah. That's not a child.
I love that show because it's about taking a bunch of teenagers and throwing them to tour the America,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you guys have that Norwegian dude?
Oh, dude. I know who you're talking about. His name is...
He's sort of a goofy, fun Scandinavian
sidekick.
Christian,
yeah.
Yeah, so I know somebody who worked on the show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm beginning to think all like Norwegian Finnish people know each other? Is this? It seems like that way.
It's a community in Finland. We are Scandinavia. We know each other.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah, and he was a really goofy guy. Do you feel, what about the exchange rate on humor from Finland to America?
I think English in general, like for stand-up comedians, for example, English is so much more funnier, and the way you can set up jokes and the way it's kind of form and you kind of set up a joke and there's a punchline, where in Finnish, I don't know where it's lost somewhere in the grammar and in the translation. So I think English and American jokes are way funnier than Finnish. Finnish is kind of dry humor,
yeah,
very serious. People don't say a lot, but when they say something, they mean it.
Oh.
So the humor comes from situations like, you know, my grandpa and grandma stopping at a red light. And then grandma asked my grandpa that, do you still love me? And that's after 50 years of marriage. And he's like, I told you once and I'll tell you if I change my mind. that's Finnish that's humor. Awesome. That's like how Finnish we live humor. Our life.
Okay. Interesting.
That's awesome.
I feel like I have an insight into the psychology of Finland now. Okay. Interesting.
I love that joke, dude. Yeah, it's really a great joke.
It's not even a joke. It's reality. Yeah,
it's reality. That's what it is. So, I mean, you guys have been very successful. You have, millions of subscribers on YouTube. You have a vlog where you do stuff. So you're still doing stunts to these days. And actually, you could probably see them. TMZ's been featuring you a lot with recent stunts, including putting a scorpion in your mouth and duct taping your mouth shut.
Yeah, that was quite something. You shouldn't put it backwards because then they can actually poke you in the back of your throat.
You shouldn't do it, period. But yeah. Okay. And then you had one with an alligator that you just let bite your skin for fun reason. Oh, we still have, do we have scars? Like permanent scars?
Yeah, we have. So the fun thing about the alligators, it was a baby alligator. It was about 3 foot long. But it still had some power in his jaws. And it's the way we play this game with our Facebook audience or YouTube audience. We played an interactive sort of roulette with them where they get to decide sort of what the end result is. And eventually we all got bitten by an alligator. And they have this saliva in their mouth, this slime that doesn't let the wounds heal. Wow. So I've had that on there for like a month and a half now.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
That's crazy.
It's my way of exploring the nature.
Here's the thing, though.
Let it bite you.
People watch this stuff, right? And half the time you're like entertained, like, oh my God. And then part of the reason you're just like, who would do this? Like, so why do you do that?
Well, when we first started, we just wanted to get into that. Like, we wanted to live an epic life.
Yeah.
And we got excited about getting great ideas on paper or the cartoony ideas and then just seeing them come through in real life. Mm. Most of the times, the ideas are way better on paper than they happen to be in real life.
Right.
Amen.
But I guess you get, I wanted to surprise myself and have a lot of stories when I grow up. And I want to, not just the stunts or the pranks I've done, but also life goals. I want to be a pilot one day.
Wow.
I want to be able to land a double backflip. I want to have kids. I want to have a family to grow. And it's about going after those things. Full on, full heartedly. And I think that's what I have, Live Hard, Live Your Dream tattooed on my arm. And that's how I live my life, to try to live the everyday. Try to live every day like it's the last day.
Now, is it hard to wake up and remind yourself of that each day? Like, you know, day in and day out, how do you stay, motivated and how do you challenge yourself?
I think you gotta start taking baby steps. And when you take a look at the big picture, this year I will learn how to fly. I actually had my first pilot lesson. Mm-hmm. There was this crazy guy, Reza, and he let me in the plane. I took off, I landed it, and I asked him halfway that, can I try to do a death loop on this? He said, no, you can't. The wings will come off. This is not a trickster plane.
Okay, but fair enough.
Then he let me do like a 0G dive on it. But that I will accomplish this year. And then there's the small things you can surprise yourself every day. Like today, I took a different route to our office.
Yeah.
Just to kind of change things around.
Yeah.
And I want to, and it's what I love about doing daily videos to our YouTube channel is that you're doing it together with the audience and you're reminding them, hashtag I'm a dude, and what's your life goal? How are you going to surprise yourself today? And
right.
at the same time, you're pushing yourself, your own boundaries, so you can lead by an example.
Right. Mm. Wow. Here's a question that I don't mean to be insulting in any way, but is there a time when you go, I'm too old to be doing this shit? Not you know, like safety wise, I mean, just everything.
For
like,
sure. I mean, I'm already, it takes longer to get up than it did when I was young.
Right. But I can imagine.
It also changes. And here's sort of our past. We did the stunt show for 10 years. The craziest, the biggest stunts. And that's how we kind of defined ourselves. We were the most unique, craziest stunts. And we had a guy on top of a block building and we blew it up and he fell inside and broke a rib and this and that.
Hell
we can't necessarily do that anymore.
Yeah.
Even though it was great. but now maybe the challenges are different. And after the stunt show, we came up with a show called Deutschen's Home Invasion, where we took a family that has a problem. We moved in and we tried to solve the problem. We kind of threw more gas in the fire and we made the mom angry for she was such a strict mom. And the kind of things you challenge yourself with change over the years of life.
Yeah.
And just got to be able to evolve.
Is it hard to evolve?
It's very tough. Sometimes you want to stick to the past. And I think that's the biggest struggle in life is look at yourself from the mirror and be honest about, okay, this is who I am and this is why I'm like this. And am I too old for it? Maybe I should do something else. But what the thing, so it's, I think it, but that's also what it makes life so exciting is that consistent sort of changing and learning from yourself and also achieving new things.
Now, was it scary?
And letting go.
Was it scary to evolve and think that will our fans come with us? You know, how does that play into it? Because I notice that too as I get older and, you know, like I'm afraid to, you know, sometimes talk about my truth because I'm afraid it'll alienate some of my fans from my past or from 5 years ago won't be able to relate to me now. Does that happen? Especially, I'm feeling like with such a specific world that you live in with, you know, not pranks, but that whole just energetic video vibe.
It is. That's hard and it's scary, especially when at the same time we're running the biggest independent production company in Finland. So a lot of people relied on what we do to be able to provide for their families.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden you see we get a big budget, we do a show for MTV and it's not a hit. It gets moved to MTV2 and you're like, shit, my dream is not working.
Mm.
Where do we go from here? And then we were able to pull it, and I think it has a lot to do with looking inside and you like looking how you think life and what the mentality is, because we still have the same attitude about life that it was with the stunts. We believe in positive anarchy and we kind of go at life with the same mentality as we go for the stunts. That doesn't make any sense. I guess what I'm trying to say is that's kind of when you evolve, just keep the same mentality, the same mischievous but heartful attitude,
right?
And then it'll work.
Yeah. Is it difficult? Because part of me would assume that you're only as good as your last stunt, so to speak, you know, as far as like the one that's on everybody's mind, and then you have to one up yourself and you have to keep doing that. Is that hard? I mean, what are you going to do? Like, it's what am I going to do next? Am I going to get a shark in it? Like,
yeah, like, have you thought about killing one of you guys? I know you have.
Yeah, I guess close to.
Yeah.
So thank God it has not happened, but it's a...
If you had to kill one of you guys, I'm serious though.
Are you asking him to do a Sophie's Choice? Like, which one he would pick?
Well, yeah, if you had to kill, because that would you get of the views you would get.
That, you know? That's crossing the line.
Bro, don't tell me what's crossing
the
line.
That's a good question, you know, and this is the way I feel about it. I'd want it to be me rather than any of my friends. Like, the when I get most afraid is when I see my friends doing a stunt, because I'm afraid for them. I would be there rather standing on top of that building being blown off myself rather than one of them. And especially if you take an outsider and you put them through the same thing.
Yeah.
You're responsible for that. Wow. So it is, and it gives me creeps right now, but because we never joke about like accidents or death when we're doing stunts because we feel that's karma. But at the same time, it is a reality. All of us had to at some point do our sort of testament. How would things move forward if, you know, shit would go bad?
So since we're not doing a stunt right now, it's okay. It's a safe, this is a safe area to tell us that if one of you guys had to go, you'd rather that it be you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd want it to be me because I would not want it for my friends.
That's
God, that's so un-American.
What a hero. Yeah, that is very un-American.
That is so un-American. That's very Finnish. And that right there, I think, is the difference between Finland and America.
So when you are creating these stunts, like for now, instance, you did the gator, you did the scorpions, you did the log,
the forest machine rodeo. Forest machine.
You've done it all.
So you've done it all. So like, what do you, how do you keep one upping yourselves? Like,
Well, how I look at this whole thing is that I have my bucket list of life that I want to make happen, and then I want to be original. I want to be doing something unique and new. So when you look at, like, I grew up doing martial arts. What out of the ninja stuff is there that people haven't done? So maybe I'll go and get a grappling hook and I'll try to swing it to the third floor and I try to use the rope to actually climb there. And there's not a whole lot of YouTubers that can do it.
Right.
So that's where I get my kick out of, is doing something that I haven't seen before. And in our sort of crazy world, when you look at it, it's sort of comedic if you like that humor, but you also gotta know where it's gonna lead up to.
Right.
Huh. But it is tough, especially nowadays when you're doing YouTube and you see results like 60 minutes, how many views, how many likes. And what a lot of the influencers do is they get into that mode. They're just ADD and they're just looking at the numbers and trying to copy the one thing that's successful. Mm. Where I want to break myself out of the box, but I'm still probably half stuck in it. Like we did Cactus Trampoline, that was a huge hit, or Cactus Catch, which in your mind you can see somebody throwing a cactus and somebody trying to grab it, and that did 2 million views right away. Then all of a sudden we're doing bunch of cactus things, and they're not performing. And I go like, why am I even doing this? Like, I still got cactus spikes in my back for doing cactus trampoline. It's stupid. Like, what is the thing that I really want to do?
Right.
They stay in there, huh? The cactus spikes?
Yeah. They,
Wow.
How many things are in your body right now that,
that shouldn't be there?
That shouldn't be in your body.
Well, one thing I've learned is that your body rejects things that don't belong in it, like cactus spikes.
Right.
Or
young men.
Stop it.
Sorry, Matthew likes young men.
Not that young.
Well, there's right next door to Finland, there's Sweden.
Yeah, there you go.
So what? What is Sweden
there's
like?
A lot
a
of
big
young men there.
Oh,
handsome young men.
There you go.
Oh, handsome
man.
Young men. Oh, maybe I'll come visit you. There you go. You live here though now, right?
Yeah. I lived here for 2.5 years.
And you have you have children.
Yeah, I got a 5-year-old son and a 2.5-year-old happy little troublemaking daughter.
Wow. I was going to say, I saw pictures on your Instagram of where is your son getting into this sort of stuff? Do you encourage this sort of stuff?
I read a lot of books to them. I tell them the same thing as Jackass always told, is that if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. But they are the most precious thing. They're the most important thing in my life. And I had a crazy life when I was younger and I was traveling and partying and going here and there. And now that I have kids, I try to find the balance of happiness, of working enough, but still living life for myself and doing my bucket list and then having time for family.
Would you encourage your son to go or your child to go into this sort of stuff?
How I want to look at it is I'll give the tools of life to my son and he can decide where he goes. Mm. I would probably prefer him to kind of take a different path. Whatever he wants, he can do. And he's a charmful. I mean, it's funny how kids usually are opposite to their parents. So he's a rule follower, where I'm an anarchist.
Mm.
So I'm sometimes trying to break him from, like, even we're cooking scrambled eggs in the morning. And he breaks an egg to the floor and he's like bummed about it that he screwed him. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I take an egg and I break it on my own head. It's fine. You know, it's fine.
Right.
Daddy does this all the time.
Yeah. What a cool dad. So does your family get worried? Like when you have an alligator bite your arm?
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But I've been together with my wife for 18 and a half years.
Wow. Okay, so she knows what she's in
so
for here.
She's been around. She's seen it all. And I think in some way she's a sweetheart, but at the same time, she's got a crazy side to her.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
She might be the inspiration to some of this stuff.
I think the crazy side of her is you.
That's definitely a part of it.
Now, do you have relationships with guys like Roman Atwood? We've had Roman on before.
Yeah. Roman's a good friend of mine.
He's great, isn't he?
He actually, we flew him to Finland. He was there for a week.
Oh, that's nice.
Doing things. I picked him up from the airport on a car, and I just took the car. I told him to buckle up, and I drove it to this kind of kicker. I drove the car on two wheels for a while until it crashed on its roof. And you should have heard how Roman Atwood and Dennis Rohde went in the car. Like, like little girls screaming inside. And like, obviously, if a dude is going to pick you up from the airport, you're going to get flipped in a car. Oh,
wow. I don't know if I could hang out with you, Juka.
So the Dudesons aren't going to be doing an Uber service, it doesn't sound like
that. Dudesons Uber. I like it.
Dudesons Uber would be insane.
Yeah. We've ordered some Ubers and tried to go in with like the 20-foot pythons.
Is that true?
Yeah, but it didn't work that well. Oh, there's something coming in. Yeah, can you give those to me?
Oh,
just for
Thanks, Joey. We have mouse traps, people. I just want to alert the. Oh, I just got nervous.
There was a rumor when I was young that a girl had a mouse trap in her vagina.
Oh, stop
oh,
it!
Oh no!
Her dad started it.
What a genius! I have a daughter. I'm gonna start that rumor right now.
No, that's not right. You don't want to start that.
Here's what she ended up doing was she got two tattoos of two pieces of cheese right above her. Oh,
so she went along with it.
Keep the psyche of it.
Wow.
I think a lot of dudes were like.
We got to get this girl on.
Wow, what a
she
cool
girl. Fucked up. Yeah. Wow.
Really amazing.
People always ask, what's the worst stunt? We've done everything from big stunts to smaller. And I think one that I remember is when I put my balls into a mousetrap. And I still had two kids.
Wow.
Wow.
So people are always like, well, nothing can kill the Finnish sperm.
I thought you were going to say, like, the worst stunt you ever did was, like, doing something gay or trying to do something gay.
Yeah, like at what point does it come to that? Like, what do you think about these stunts?
That's not such a bad point to get to.
Well, no, I'm not saying so.
At what point do we get to having to go gay?
But if you're a straight guy and you don't want to be gay, then that's a pretty crazy stunt.
That's like, out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, when do the stunts get like...
Sign me up. Yeah. Can I take part in this one?
Like, I'm going to like yell at a black woman. Like, when does that become a stunt? You know?
Whenever like...
That's a stunt, bro. You go yell at a black woman.
Oh, fuck.
What would you yell?
Yeah.
Why would you yell?
I'm not yelling.
Nobody
what are you
would
saying?
Yell.
Why are you yelling?
Back off.
Don't make me take my
I'm just trying to get this
out.
Into this guy's pants, and you're making it about me yelling at a black lady. That's
dude,
all sorry.
He's doing pranks, bro, but nothing like that.
There might be a mousetrap down there. So. What's your lips?
Got a mousetrap in his butt.
Oh, watch your lips. Okay.
I think with pranks and stunts, what I love about it is, and I'm great friends with Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O, and Jeff Tremaine, mm-hmm. great family friends, and what I love about them, they keep it real.
Yeah.
Like with the Jackass, they did pranks among each other. But right. I think there's a fine line with the way we look at world, the way I look at world, nothing can be mean-spirited.
Right.
And when everybody walks out with a smile on their face or with good spirits,
right.
That's then it's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've lectured a lot in Finland. I've been to about 200 different schools talking against school bullying, which is a big problem in Finland. And that's where there's a fine line. We can crack jokes around here because we know what we can take, or I can crack jokes around my friends and just kind of ball bust them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between ball busting and being meaningful and trying to push somebody down.
Yeah.
And just being a bully.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's about the feeling that you leave the people. If everybody's going to laugh, if everybody's going to leave with a smile on their face, maybe be a little surprised, but still walk away.
Like
smiling. Then it's good.
That's the goal. And I think that's a good exchange. I mean, that's another exchange, I think, on Finland to America. Because America, sometimes it's like, you know, there's a lot of people like, let's run into this black neighborhood. Because there's a lot of these videos that are out there. And let's scare a bunch of black people. And that's our prank, you know. Which I don't think it's bad, but I think it can leave a different type of spirit out there.
Yeah, there's definitely something different about that. The reasoning behind it seems a lot of, like, you seem like, in other words, here's a question. Do you encourage people who want to follow what you do if they're thinking it in a positive way to do stunts on their own?
I encourage people to follow their own heart.
Okay.
Whatever feels right for them, but do it within your own skill set.
Yeah.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay, so make sure you know the shit.
Yeah, because you gotta be, I mean, there's a fine line between, and we've gone stupid and we've gotten hurt.
Yeah,
and that's what you're gonna get eventually.
Has there been a prank that or something that you've had to call off, or something that you thought was too far or too dangerous at the last moment, or something like that?
Yeah, we've reached our limit in few stunts, but we always have this kind of way of looking at how can we make it work and what can we do. But when we got in 2010, when we got the MTV show, Jutens in America, we came in here, we hired all these big stunt guys, coordinators, to kind of build the cars and build the kickers to look after us.
Yeah.
But then shit started failing. They had no common sense, and we were getting hurt. One of us had a compression fracture in his spine. Oof. I broke my tailbone, my knee, and my ankle. Nice. And one of us broke his ribs. Mm. And that was all because the stunt coordinators were not doing their job of building the structures right. So if you get hurt because a machine breaks. That's wrong. Yeah. I'm willing to take the leap of faith where, when it's up to me, but right. what I'm using to ride into the leap of faith can't fail.
Can't fail.
So we've kind of gone through the hard way of learning.
Was there a stunt where you guys were all going to do it and then one of y'all did it and it didn't go well and that person still holds any grudge? Because then the rest of you guys bailed out? Because you had to bail out?
Yeah, I guess what changes us apart is the camaraderie.
Like, right.
We are happy that one person would not want the rest of us to go through.
Right.
Even though one of us is missing a thumb. Yarpy, he's really missing a thumb.
I didn't
really?
Mean to laugh at that. That's
tough to hitchhike, yeah. dude.
Tough to hitchhike.
Especially to the right, because he's missing the right thumb. But we always tell him two thumbs up.
I saw a picture on your Instagram at the White House. What did you do at the White House?
Yeah, so... It was fun. I was the only foreign person there.
Okay.
And, Obama put together this panel, an unofficial advisory board for how to talk to millennials and how to talk to young people. And wow. They invited like 30 different influencers there.
Wow.
So it was a big honor to be there. But obviously I went on to the grass and did a backflip, and then the Secret Service came in like, what are you goofing around here?
You're like, this is why I'm here?
Sorry, but that, no harm meant. Wow. And then the Finnish press just slammed me.
Really?
For making, you know, Finland look stupid in the eyes of America. I'm like, nah. Who would you want to go and talk, you know, who is supposed to be representing Finland there if you want to talk to these young people?
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the way you talk to them. It's not the president of Finland who knows how to talk to the young people. Yeah. So it was really a big
honor. That's pretty cool. Did you meet Obama then? Or was it?
We high-fived.
That's wow. awesome. Fist pumped,
what's up?
What do you think would be the best stunt for Obama to do?
To run for another season, please.
Yeah.
They might just kick me out of the country. I'm a green card holder.
Are you
so
really?
I don't know what's going to
well,
happen.
Well, just make sure you do your paperwork correctly.
That's
you know?
True.
I think that's really key.
I've been trying to then just not do and just kind of take the other route.
So what's next? What do you got planned?
Yeah, what's next? I want to know what's next for you guys. You're constantly evolving. You're trying to get, you know, you're staying positive. Your message is really positive. What's next? And with that, has the prank world, has it run its course?
Oh, and
I think it has run its course.
Yeah.
And there's the smart people that have charisma to step up, like Roman Atwood. Mm-hmm. He went from prankster into a family vlogger. And yeah. he's got a very inspiring message. And a lot of people he talks to, and he gets those people's minds out of their everyday troubles and routines. And
yeah.
gives them half yeah. an hour of entertainment every day.
Yeah.
And that's why he's great. He's evolved. For us, it went from stunts into a little bit of pranks, and now it's about inspiring people to surprise themselves with how limitless they can be.
Wow.
If they just hold on to their dream and start taking baby steps towards it. And yeah. for now, I love it because then every day I get to look at myself and what do I want to make this day into and try to live an epic life.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm a Dutchen. I'm a Dutchen as a dad. I'm a Dutchen as an entrepreneur. I'm a Dutchen as a friend. So I try to take the same attitude everywhere. I'm happy living here, blue sky, palm trees. It's inspiring. And at the same time, I wanna make the Dutchens into this inspiring youth brand, this movement, mm-hmm. that we're not just giving people entertainment, but we're giving them a feeling where they're going to make things for them.
Yeah.
They're going to change their life. And then, you know, obviously there's TV shows we've done. There's public speaking. There's live shows we've done. So whatever it is in that world, what will make sense,
right.
that's what we want to do. Because when you know your audience, when you know who you are and your message, then just go there and get it out there in as many ways as possible.
Here's a question. I hear from a lot of people that they learn English by watching American TV shows. Was there a TV show that you watched that helped you learn English?
I think it was MacGyver. Yeah. Yeah. But not the new version, the old school.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He was rocking a great mullet, too.
Yes, he was. Very Theo. Hair. Very
yeah.
Theo.
Yeah, I was just complimenting Theo out of it. He's got great hair. He's got
Thank
the
you,
hockey
brother.
Mullet.
Yeah.
Love it.
The Finnish hockey.
I can't even play hockey. I don't even know. I even get nervous when the freezer's open.
You look big. You look
Thank
like you
dude.
Could be a hockey player.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. I'm built like a French bulldog, you know? It's like just chest and then small legs.
Have you guys had a lot of celebrity interactions with like people who are fans or who have come up to you or wanted to do shit with you or stuff like that?
We've, I mean, we had some celebrities. We had some people like Johnny Knoxville or Rob Dyrdek in our shows when we were doing the TV shows.
Yeah.
And on the YouTube side, I guess we're doing more with the influencers who sort of have the similar audience.
Right.
But one of the coolest things was we were on the red carpet of like MTV Music Awards and we're playing human dartboard. So one of us, the thumbless guy, had a dartboard on his belly. I was playing darts on it on an interview. And Mark Wahlberg went, "Hey, I know that dude. That's a guy from the MTV show. You got blown off a building."
Well, that's cool.
He seems like a cool dude.
Did he throw a dart?
No, he didn't participate in it.
That would have been great.
Then he could have got sued if things went bad. Yeah, that's probably...
Yeah, that was a big problem with doing a show here.
Yeah.
We pitched in 10 ideas and like 7 of them would be canned. Like, oh, okay, we got to come up with more.
Yeah, everything's lawsuits. There's so many lawsuits here. It's a little bit ridiculous, huh?
It is. It's very ridiculous. It's tough for a Finn to live here who likes to get naked and run around the block. Here, it's awesome. Like 3 to 7 years in prison. Yeah.
Unless it's Matt's block, I don't think he's going to complain.
You know, I want to have a baby and I'm going to name him Finn. Finn is actually the name I picked out already. So
that's a great name.
Just
but I love after it. Fish parts. He only named his children after fish parts.
Gil and
Finn. Gil.
But do you get people who question your parenting, or who, you know, see your guy who's out there having an alligator bite him? Like, this, maybe a kid's not. It's not safe to have a kid around. I'm just curious.
I'm sure. I get a lot of that. I mean, we had the alligators after they bit me. We're like, "Hey, let's go to my pool. Let's swim with the alligators."
No.
And then my kids came from preschool, and my daughter's going to, can I touch the gator? And she's coming in like her hand right in the mouth. I'm like, no. I'm sure somebody questions it, but I mean, I don't care if they question. I know I'm doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm giving them a good heart. I'm giving them rules that they know what's right and wrong, and I'm giving them attention that they will develop great self-confidence, and I think that's important.
Well, I know that we have a stunt you're going to do here today for us. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, Joey just dropped off some stuff, so we got some giant rubber bands. We got mouse traps here.
What does that mean?
I
you have to wait and see.
Well,
how do you make mouse traps?
I want to know this though. Okay. What age could I turn my nephews onto your entertainment?
Huh.
What age can I turn kids on to your entertainment?
You mean legally?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on... It's innocent.
Okay.
It's all positive and keeping it fun. We don't do things for pain or for
danger.
We do things that we really want to go out there and find out.
7 appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would show it to a 7-year-old.
Yeah. But you wouldn't... But with not recommending to do that.
Never do it. Don't do what we do. Do what your mom tells you.
Yeah.
And then...
But watch us.
If you go in there... I mean, what we try to do, if we do some... Because your life is about big goals, the real things you want to achieve. But sometimes you also got to do something stupid.
Yeah.
Like put a mousetrap on your tongue.
Yeah.
That's just part of being me is... You can be goofy, you can be serious, but then as long as the big picture is meaningful...
I never get that desire to put a mousetrap on my tongue. It hasn't happened before.
I don't either, especially after I heard about what that girl had in our town. You know? That's one way to end up with one on your tongue.
I know that your Forest Machine Rodeo got like 10 million hits on Facebook. Was it on Facebook Live or on Facebook?
It was a Facebook video.
Facebook video. 10 million hits. That's amazing.
It was crazy. It was actually a brand campaign.
Oh.
So this Finnish government-funded thing came in. And there's all these innovations in Finland, like forest machines. Most of them are built in Finland.
Mm.
80% of icebreakers are built in are designed in
Finland.
Oh,
yeah, I saw 60% the video.
So we played chicken against an icebreaker.
Yeah, I saw that.
And this forest machine. So we take a Finnish innovation and we put it together with the Dutchens world, with the anarchy and mischievous sort of world.
Wow.
Put those two things together and something like that comes out.
Okay, so he has a large rubber band.
Yeah, it's
we're going to have to narrate this because we are an audio...
we're in audio, but we'll have video that we'll post online as well.
Absolutely.
You'll be able to find it on the Facebook page for Allegedly Podcast.
So can you tell us what you're going to do here?
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God. I am nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
My penis literally is crawled into my nuts.
I got two things. Let me prepare this a little bit. I got to make a knot.
Okay. You do it nice and safe.
I don't know if there's a safe way.
Yeah, that's true.
This isn't too bad. It's something... It's really refreshing. And...
Oh, Theo, will you do it after him?
I don't know. It's sort of like you like to get that numbness in your. It's sort of a Finnish plastic surgeon, kind of like getting that lip suction or whatever that's called, like fat lips.
Okay, so this is like getting Botox.
This is getting Botox to Finnish stuff. But I need your help with this. So I'm going to put this giant rubber band around my face, my head, and you got to pull it.
Okay.
You got to pull
it. Let Theo do it.
Yeah, you got to pull it. You got to pull it hard and long.
And then we'll oh, wait, maybe I'm the person for it.
All right, let me sit here.
Wait. So what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that's going to come flying. It's kind of, I picked the toughest one.
Okay.
I picked the thickest one.
The thickest one.
So you got to really pull it.
Okay. Wait.
Keep on pulling. Hold on.
Wait.
Just let it go?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh! Why would you do that?
Oh! Right in the eye. Oh!
I don't know why I did that.
Wow. That just gave me a flash.
Oh, my God.
Theo, why would you do that to him? Oh, my God. Why would you do that? Wow. How do you feel right now? Like, what is going through your head right now? Why did I just do that?
Well, maybe that's on the stupid side of my life, but I feel alive right now.
Okay.
I got slapped good.
Wow. I think whoever loses this podcast has to do it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I can't even look at him anymore.
Oh, that hit my eyes real good.
Did it?
Wow.
I'm sorry, man.
God, dude. Oh, I'll never be able to wear a condom again.
Is there a way to prepare for that?
I'm not really
like. Is there a way to do that stunt, like if in a safer way than had I done it? Do you know what I mean? Like, were you doing something special in that to make it safer for yourself?
Yeah, I was squeezing my butthole really. Oh. No, there is no. I mean,
same trick Matt uses. Yeah. Often,
oh,
probably.
Stop it! So that that's the same as if I had had done it to me. Like, there's nothing different that you did.
There's no skill to that stunt. It's about sometimes taking that sort of. You're afraid of something, and you're gonna still have got like, all right, let's just do it. Let's just see. Sometimes you gotta trust.
Wow.
So that I've said it many times. Yeah, but I'm a leap of faith towards.
I'm scared of going on the 405. I'm not scared of
putting it,
a
man.
Rubber band in my. No way. Are you kidding? So if. Maybe.
Well, that hit my eyes.
Damn, did he all right?
Can you see? Is everything okay? Like, you're okay?
Yeah. That felt good. Eventually.
You look
Are you a sadist? Like, do you get pleasure out of pain?
No.
Okay.
It sucks every time. I'm a wimp. I run to my mom and ask for some sort of a Band-Aid.
Okay.
Every time I get hurt.
Wait, what are you doing now?
Yeah, because I mean, that was the thick one.
Wait, but you're going to do it again?
I had the two other, the different ones.
You got to do this one, Matt.
Let's try to do this one more time, because this is further along.
I think it went pretty well the first time.
Let's just see this. I'm also a sucker to nail something right.
Okay. Theo, take.
All right, who wants to pull?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do it again, man.
All right, I'll do it, but only you are explicitly giving me consent to do this.
Yes, I will not sue you.
Okay,
not suing you. Do quit Jewing out on it, bro.
This is not a Jewish thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I had two of these rubber bands. I tied them together, and now it's actually looks pretty cool when you can pull it all the way there. Like, try to touch the red door.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Oh, my God.
I got this.
Try to touch the ring.
Whoa, good. Wow, how come these are so... come on, keep on pulling.
Go
pulling
further, Matt.
All right. That's it.
Are you
sure? Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Oh! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Fucking God, dude.
Yuka!
Why'd you do that?
Wow, okay. Holy shit. Okay, hey, dude.
Some people study, some people take the other route.
I'm sorry. Wow, did that one hurt?
It's just a little kind of stinging. Okay. Right, but you get
just
over
tell
it quite
like it.
Yeah, wow, okay. So if I did it, it would hurt me. Are you numb to this stuff now?
No, I'm not. And the thing, if you would be numb, that wouldn't be the exciting part.
Right.
Get the
reaction and the, wow.
Yeah, and it's the overall thing of actually what I enjoy most is bringing something like this here and doing it with you guys. And you guys, like, maybe talking about it another time or somebody who's listening is like, well, maybe I'll try it.
Wow. Damn. Well, that hasn't passed my mind. I'm not going to try it, but...
Dude, I feel like I literally just had 90 cups of coffee, man. I can't even imagine. That's so brave, dude.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for doing that.
There's different kinds of courage. Some people go to war and save the country or their friend, and some people take a giant rubber band to their face. But whatever we'll get... Like, sometimes it's about not always have to be so meaningful, but maybe that took somebody's... mind away from the troubles they had.
Yeah, it certainly took mine away. Yeah,
little good time for that moment.
Oh, I feel extremely present right now.
I feel very present.
I feel scared. I feel nervous. I feel
a little guilty. I feel a little guilty.
Oh, that's Jewish guilt.
Oh, that's true too.
That's separate. You came in the room with that.
You should feel guilty.
Yeah, dude, you should feel guilty because of the interest rates.
Well, dude, he brought and I'm not. We're not going to make you do the mousetrap stunt. Which is, I see you have mouse traps. What were you going to do? Curious.
I can't.
Well, I'm just, you actually pulled it pretty far. I'm giving you a point.
Hey!
I've been forgetting about the whole
I've been
point.
Working out pretty hard, so.
But Theo for sure gets a point for the mullet. Yeah. For like, actually 3 points.
What?
Boom, boy, that's beautiful hair piece.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's the Lord's favor right there,
okay.
Brother.
I wasn't blessed with it. I have Jewish hair. It's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. I've never heard about a girl that had a mousetrap in their vagina. That's a point.
Yep, mousetrap in the vagina, dude.
I like this. This is retrospect, looking back and giving points after the fact. I like this. You're going through what stood out to
oh,
you the most.
Oh, that's true. I like it.
You kind of, I think you got something right with the slap you did.
Okay.
So something kind of like a puzzle. Clicked. Yes. So thanks for that. Thanks for helping out.
Anytime. Wow,
that's
man.
Bullshit. Look at the mullet again, though.
Oh, for sure.
To
wow,
look at that.
He keeps
lesbian.
Adding points for this mullet.
Adult lesbian.
I'm deducting points over here.
Now fine. That I think of it, you look like this very famous Finnish.
Is it a lesbian?
Finnish soccer player who played for Ajax. You don't know much about probably soccer because it's a European thing. But. He is the most successful player ever
Amen.
Out of Finland.
Ajax?
And he had...
Oh, yeah. He's got, look he's like that guy a little bit. What's his name?
Jari Litmanen.
Jari Litmanen.
Litti. He used to give like... He's always thumbs up. But for some reason, he was always just giving this thumbs up. Like. He had a great mullet and he scored a lot of goals.
Wow. Well, wow. I mean, we can't top that. That was pretty... it's, oh, no.
I could be finished. What is this?
Oh, dude, he's...
Yeah, it's these props I have sometimes.
What? Are these trick?
It is a trick.
No, but these are these fake or trick? No, these are legitimate mousetraps.
Yeah. You know, we had this stunt forever called Thumbtack Trampoline.
Dude, I'm...
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to get an erection for like a month after this.
Yeah, we're not putting our balls. No. I've done it twice and never doing it again.
What are you doing? So, tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
No.
Oh, my God.
You guys want to do this?
No.
You guys are speaking professionals. You know how to use your tongue.
No.
Bro, I can't. I kind of want to, but I know
yeah, there's
I
a part of me that wants to, too, but I know I shouldn't. I think I would do the rubber band snatch before I did that.
I think this is actually... People are most afraid of the things they don't know about.
Right.
I mean, it can kill a mouse.
Yeah.
But it's not going to kill your tongue. It's not going to clip it.
Okay.
And it's sometimes about like, oh, what the heck? I'll just say, it's not going to kill me.
That you never sure popped in my mind.
Oh! Oh my God, dude. What we do a lot at my our office is when there's all these influencers and people's coming over, We actually push their boundaries. They end up doing things they never imagined they'd do.
Yes, I believe that. I believe that.
That's the fun part of it.
The fact that I'm even
evolve.
The fact that I'm even questioning, like maybe I could. No. I can't. I can't. No.
You got way this.
No, definitely
freaking,
not the tongue.
And you
not
put
happening.
Way shadier things in your mouth, bro. Yeah.
Not happening.
Bro, mm-hmm. Some dude you just met, you'll freaking give a little bit of oral, but you're not going to gum down mouse
there's,
trap, bro?
There's
you've
no
changed.
Safety precautions here. What if it goes terribly wrong and I lose my tongue?
I'll put your tongue in my mouth and we'll go to Cedar Sinai. I got super glue.
Nope, not me.
Now he's
can't do it.
That.
Theo, are you game?
By the way, Matt, you just lost all your points.
I don't I think at this point I don't need to because I already won.
I don't know.
I'm the only person with points left. Jesus Christ, dude.
Wow.
So I want to turn my nephews on to the dudes, since if they haven't checked it out, I'm going to tell them. I want to share. I want to share what you guys are doing, man. I love your message, and I like, you know, you as a dad, the dudes and dad, you know, and what's going on with that. I think it's interesting.
So people can sign up and you're on YouTube.
Yeah.
To your channel, and you've got, how often do you put new material up?
We put daily videos up.
Okay.
So we do 6 to 7 videos. We take a skip day every once in a while.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We do almost daily videos.
Well, what if Matt and I decided to come in one time and do something over there? Would that be pretty cool?
Would be really cool. Yeah. We would love to, and kind of like, what is it that you guys want to do? And then just let's think on a dude's twist to do it.
Yeah.
I would love to have you guys.
That'd be awesome. But let's do that. We'll put it up on our Facebook page for you guys.
Hey, we have this cool thing. Mm-hmm. You know rattlesnakes? Mm-hmm. So there's a really cool thing you can do with balloons.
Mm-hmm.
You can attach balloons to your like knees, mm-hmm. ankles, and let's say like hands. Mm-hmm. And then when you heat them up and you bring in rattlesnakes, they're going to attack the balls and break them.
Wow.
Because they see in infrared. So they're going to like attack towards what's the hottest.
That's awesome.
But then there's the scary factor that it's a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
I would do that.
We could do something like that. I would do that in a heartbeat.
Are you crazy? Huh? I would do this before I did that.
Right. Well, how about this then? I say that this round is to be continued until we go to the Dudesons, and we'll finish.
And
it.
Then you could pick the winner.
And we'll put it on our
after
Facebook
we do
page.
Our stunt.
We'd love that.
Is that fair?
That's fair. Fair and square.
This is our first to be continued.
Fair and square to be continued. I like it.
Wait, where's your office?
We're in Hollywood.
Oh, nice. Too far.
W Hotel by there.
We'll be there.
The stunt is driving over.
We'll be there. Give us a week to come up with some ideas. We'll partner up and we'll figure it out, dude. And we'll put it up on our Facebook.
So what do you recommend? Like thinking of what my biggest fear would be?
Yeah, what is it? Is there something you're afraid, or is there something you always wanted to do?
Oh, I know what it is.
Because I can see your hand is shaking already. I'll give you a couple points for that.
You
should be afraid.
Well, thank you for
putting yourself in harm's way for our entertainment, God's sake. But thank you for coming. And
we'll share some of you guys' videos, and we're going to come up with an idea and pitch it at you, and we'll come over and finish this competition.
And I agree with Theo. I love the message, and I saw on your Twitter and Instagram, too, that it's a lot about that. It's the positivity. Live each day, you know, and find the good in the day. And so I think that's a great message, no matter what.
Yeah, and it's fun because we're asking these people about hashtag Amadeus, what's your goals of the year? And if they reply to it, it's already touched them. Do it.
Wow.
Jesus
Well, why don't you
Christ.
Tell us before we leave, and we know the win will be decided in the studio, who's ahead?
Well, I would say Theo walked in with that mullet.
With the mullet.
Already winning. Jeez. So you still got time to grow your back hair.
Okay.
Yeah. Grow your back hair but out, dude, you creep.
Hashtag grow your back hair.
I think you can still step it up.
Okay.
But we're going to settle this... at the Dudesons.
Okay,
we're gonna settle this Dudesons
to
style.
Be continued.
We like it. It's our first to be continued.
Yeah.
And now we're taking this competition to the stage.
Wow.
Yuka, thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, really dude. I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Just be careful with that mousetrap. Turn that off.